Good morning. Just picture a beautiful white yacht out in the bay. Now there are three possible pictures in your mind. The yacht sailing quickly across the waves because it has a strong following wind. Or maybe it's making heavy weather as it tries to tack against the strong headwind. Or maybe the yacht is becalmed, unable to move because there's no wind at all. Such is life. We're either making great progress with everything going well for us, or we're really struggling to battle against all kinds of obstacles, or we're stuck where we are with nothing happening and finding ourselves unable to get going. In church life, sometimes the fair wind is behind us and things grow and prosper. At other times we struggle against opposition and persecution, and at other times we feel becalmed with nothing happening at all in spite of our best efforts. I suspect that whatever our present state, we can feel sorry for ourselves and think that other people have it easier than us. I also suspect that the truth is that all three positions have advantages and disadvantages. Everybody wants things to go swimmingly, but what about all the extra work that could be wearing us out? Nobody wants persecution, but what if it galvanizes the people and gains new supporters? Nobody wants to be becalmed, but what if it is a comfort zone of familiarity without any hassle? As it happens, we do not really get the luxury of choosing which problems we want in life. We don't really want any problems, do we? And we don't really want to have the choice. All we can do is get on with whatever the situation is. But remember that God breathes new life into dry bones. God blows his wind into our sails. And God can sweep us to new horizons.